is the sound of my voice. Everything else just washes over you and helps you to relax. You know where you are in time and space. You know where I am. You can hear the creak of this chair. And if I turn my head to the side, you know that. If I turn my head to the other side, you know that too. I'm going to reach forward and take a sip of my water. And you know exactly what I'm doing now. In fact, this is to remind you that your unconscious mind is always listening out and knows when to allow you to rest deeply in sleep tonight. It knows when to alert you and to bring the consciousness back in, and when it can let go completely and allow you to go down to those deeper levels of rest for this body to heal and for this mind to sort all your stuff out. You call that sleep. So, in your way, right here, right now, you can practice sleep. No place to go, nothing to do, as much as it may be boring. There's so much happening on the inside that really this body is never still. Notice the rise and fall of your own body as you breathe. Far quicker than I can ever say. Your body is taking in a lung full of air and then releasing all the stuff that it no longer wants. Yes, you're taking in a lung full of air. Your very clever body, far quicker than I can ever say, is taking out all the life-giving oxygen from that lung full of air and delivering it to every muscle, nerve and fibre of your being. If any part of your body doesn't get oxygen, it drops off, like in frostbite. So you can deliver oxygen to every cell of your body right now by breathing deeper. Allow it to be even easier for you to breathe even easier. The first thing any medical professional will do, if you're in any physical distress, they'll give you oxygen. Life-giving oxygen. Give it to yourself now so that your muscles are oxygenated, so that any little aches and pains like in that knee or any of that old sciatica can now also ease and comfort melt away. Your body knows how to make you feel more comfort and ease. Right here, right now, you know what to do. You know that you are a biochemical electrical machine. The neurons that fire off in your brain are like little electrical signals. And any sensory awareness, like you holding something in your hand, the little receptors in your fingertips will be sending information through the pores of your skin into the nerve endings of your fingers, right up to the spine, and then delivered into the brain far quicker than I can ever say. Your body is incredible. It's a miracle, you know that. Right here, right now, your brain, your thoughts are moving, changing and evolving to serve you. There are certain things outside of you that Nikki has said a while ago she could not stop putting into her body. And right here, right now, I'm talking to your tongue, your very clever tongue. That's at rest somewhere behind your teeth. Sense that tongue of yours, very sensitive. Oh, it's been through the mill, you remember? how your tongue was hurting and now is all nice and healed. The soft, pink, moist inside of your mouth. The vulnerable tissues inside our mouths. Inside your cheeks. I want your tongue now to taste the inside of your mouth. Your taste, your sense of smell is exquisite, exceptional. You know you can trust yourself. Your senses give you all the information you need about what you're going to put inside this body. There are certain things you would never, ever put into your mouth. Your tongue knows that, and your nose smells that. Those roast chicken crisps, bleh. The liver, kidneys, bleh. And the quavers, bleh. You can almost smell them without them being present. That's not something I'm going to put into my mouth. So now, you know you have an exquisite discernment. You know what you like and your tongue serves you. Right here, right now, your tongue is becoming bigger in terms of its awareness, as if it could taste the inside of your lips, your teeth part a little bit. I'm counting down from 7 to 1. By the time I reach the number 1, I'm going to touch you on the shoulder. That will be a sign and a signal for you to be all the way down in the deepest level of deep hypnosis where safety waits. And you'll become so very aware of the gatekeeper within you, your tongue. Nothing, nobody, not anybody, no way puts anything into this body but you. You reach out for that which you want, and that which you want is changing with 7. Deeper relaxed. And 6. Even deeper. Feel some relief. And 5. Going down deeper. And deeper it all slows right down. And 4. I've been here before, somewhere between sleeping and wake. And 3. 2. Looking forward to letting go completely now as you hear me rise. I'm about to touch you on the shoulder all the way down now, where safety waits on 1. 1. 1. A gentle state, a deeper state. And when I remove my hand from your shoulder, you will feel light and free, as if I'm removing any remnant of any old addiction that no longer serves you, so that you can be free now. Floating and drifting above your very safe sleeping body, and yet you are so very aware. You will sleep deeply all through the night tonight. As soon as your head touches the pillow, down into the lovely, comfortable warmth and the privacy of your own bed, all the way through till the morning. Now, right here, right now, it's as if you're floating above your very safe sleeping body. Experimenting with the idea of what you want for this body. Oh, you can get different places to live, different vehicles to drive, different clothes to wear, though this body lasts you a lifetime. This is the place where you truly live, no matter how you dress it, wash it, style it, feed it. This is yours, the one thing you truly own. It's like everything else is borrowed. Now, right here, right now, from this moment on, you take good care of you. Just like you would Salem, just like you would an animal, a pet, just like you would one of your babies. This is your very precious body, and although it can do a myriad of wonderful things all by itself, you help it now. Harmonize. Harmony between mind and body. Now, there are certain things that Nikki said she cannot stop putting into this body, and those things are making her miserable in terms of how she perceives her physical self. And you live in four worlds, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, and they are all now coming together to help the physical. All these times, hundreds, thousands of times, that these hands have reached out for something in boredom, perhaps, for comfort, perhaps, for whatever reasons we explain to ourselves, these hands reach out for something to help. And they will continue to reach out for that which you want, though that which you want is changing. And I'm talking directly to the unconscious now. That part of the mind that has been particularly reaching out for the crisps and for the cheese. Oh, we like a bit of cheese, cheese, cheese. That part of the mind that's been reaching out for those snacks, that has been putting those things towards the mouth, where the teeth have parted a little bit, where the tongue has protruded a little bit, where the mouth has received the cheese. I want you to now recognize how it truly feels. What if you couldn't smell it, the cheese? What if you couldn't? What happens when the teeth begin to mash it all up? And really explore with the tongue now how sometimes you have to peel the cheese from the back of the teeth. It takes quite a lot of mastication, quite a lot of chewing. You wouldn't be able to swallow it without chewing it up and without the gastric juices happening. And what about some crisps? Oh yes. So different a texture when you put the crisps into your mouth and your tongue tastes the saltiness, but already you've smelled the roast chicken. You've smelled the roast chicken crisps, and you've tasted the quavery cheese. Already now you can use at an unconscious level that you would not put into your mouth to help you with that which you wish to be free of. Okay, a little bit of what you fancy does you good. But this is about having discernment, choice, in knowing when enough is enough. So now I'm talking directly to the unconscious mind, and with honest unconscious response, you could lift this finger that I'm touching now, all by itself, at an unconscious level. The unconscious will lift this finger for yes, and maybe this finger for no, all by itself. Now, don't help me. Let the unconscious mind do it for you. So now, that part of the unconscious that is there to protect Nikki, have you been reaching out particularly for the cheese and for the crisps in order to protect Nikki? Thank you. Good. Thank you so much. We are so pleased to be able to have communication with that part of the mind that's always standing by to protect Nikki. now that Nicky has said that you would prefer to be free. Free of any past addiction to stuff that no longer serves her. Any stuff on the outside that is causing weight and fat and pain in the knee and sciatica. Anything that is now no longer serving her, including cheese and including those crisps she wants, maybe the crisps to smell of roast chicken, any crisp smell of roast chicken crisps, and maybe the cheese can smell of quavers. I don't know, the unconscious can help you. But I would like to ask, that part that is protecting Nicky with this present behaviour, would you be willing, hear the word, would you be willing to experiment with other ways of protecting and comforting Nicky? Thank you. Good. Thank you so much. We are now turning our attention to the creative part of the unconscious. And I know how powerful, truly powerful, your perceptions are, and truly the creative aspect of you. That part of you that constantly looks at new ways of doing old things. The creativity within you, the artistic temperament that oozes from you. I would like the creative part of you to come up with three new ways of protecting Nicky that's far more accessible and acceptable to Nicky than the old way ever was. Three new ways, three new behaviours, different ways of behaving and being to protect and comfort Nicky. As each new behaviour is put before the other parts of the mind, that yes finger will lift and I will count. Begin now. And it's not important that the conscious mind knows what these are. It is important that you are protected and comforted, and this body is allowed to balance and purify and harmonize and eliminate anything that no longer serves. Looking for those new behaviors now, as each new behavior is put before the other parts of the mind, that yes finger will lift, and you can use that stuff that you don't like in order to transfer onto stuff that you no longer wish to put into this body, that is clogging up this body and making you miserable. Looking for the first new behaviour now, as that way of protecting Nicky is put before the other parts of the mind, that yes finger will lift now. That's one, thank you. And two, well done. And three, good. Now this begins a process within you where you are continually coming up with new ways of doing old things and becoming free. Becoming free. Becoming free. The past is over, has no hold on you, though there are treasures to be had in the past. The past is the backdrop of your life. But this moment, moving on from this point in time, you use those treasures from the past to choose how to live your life now. You will no longer be hungry if you are addressing what you put into this body. It's going to be healthy, delicious, nutritious, and smell wonderful. You know that there is only a certain capacity in this tummy of yours, a certain rate and speed that you can digest food. So you're becoming much more discerning. Certain things like roast chicken flavour crisps you would no longer ever put into this body. And certain things like quavers you would no longer put into this body, and the certain other things like any sort of crisps and like any sort of cheese that you no longer put into this body, because you know how, at a deep level of being, how to best serve this body. You're beginning to remember that you can trust yourself, that the past is over, has no hold on you, and the present moment you take good care of you. This is your body. This is your life. Nobody, nobody, nobody outside of you puts anything into this body without your permission. Your hands will still reach out for that which you want, though that which you want is changing. And by the way, you begin to move this body in a way that feels good. You don't call it exercise. You do that which brings you joy. It's interesting and wonderful to discover new ways of moving this body, stretching, and I don't know, you do. Music may play a big part in this. Yes, you rest deeply and easily, but you move with grace, recognizing what feels good to you, to keep all the momentum of all of the circulation, all of the oxygen moving about the body, all of the liver, kidney, spleen, intestines, everything working perfectly, purifying the body now. Fresh, clear, pure water. That's got oxygen in it, you know, H2O. It's going to spill over your tongue, down to the esophagus, and all that copious amounts of fresh, clear, pure water is now going to purify the membranes on the inside and wash out all those 22 feet of intestines, all that coiled up floppy tubing within the body, splashing over the creases and just pushing all the debris all the way out of the body. All that stuff that you don't like about your stomach on the outside is really all the coiled up intestines that are going to be now experiencing the joy of purification. Gently now, some things take time, and it begins with fresh, clear, pure water. Just like you wash your body on the outside, you're going to be washing your body on the inside. Does the unconscious mind agree? Thank you. Imagine now being really, really thirsty because there's been so many salty things going into this body. Salty cheese and salty crisps, and all that salt needs washing away so that this body can be free of any old, stinky, smelly addictions. Anything that is still decomposing in the inner folds of the 22 feet of intestines. Ooh, stinky feet, yes. You just want to drink copious amounts of fresh, clear, pure water. And by the way, all that stuff that's in the Pepsi Max, all that stuff and the ingredients they're not even at liberty to tell people about because they've got so much money they cannot have to tell you what's in there. All that stuff that they spend millions of pounds experimenting on children just to see how addicted they can get people's bodies like yours, addicted to sugar-free Pepsi Max, the bubbly, caramelly, stinky, smelly Pepsi Max, make you realise now that if you ever want to watch how it's made, it's clear blue before they put the colouring in. Very interesting, isn't it, that you have become addicted to that rather than fresh, clear, pure water. Does the unconscious mind agree now to at least experiment, hear the word, to experiment just to see if it makes you feel better, to experiment with fresh, clear, pure water, bubbly or not, sparkling or not, for the next 7 days? Does the unconscious mind agree to do that? Thank you. Good. And so it is then. And so it is. In a moment, you're going to open your eyes and be back to full conscious awareness, though not before the unconscious has made the necessary changes to experiment with, for you to take good care of you and this body. Now is a new time. You've had to spend so much time, of course, understandably so, looking after others, making sure that all of their needs are met. And that will continue, though some of that practice that you've been practicing with other people outside of yourself, family and friends, I don't know, you do, even your dog. Now you're going to experiment with taking good care of this body. Does the unconscious mind agree? Good. It begins now. From this moment on, you take good care of you. We're going to take 7 days now. 7 days for you to experiment with those new behaviours in place of the old and useful one. That old and useful one has outworn its usefulness. It's an old news reel. See her in your mind's eye. See old behaviour. See that old behaviour. See past Nikki picking up things that are beige. Things that are beige and squidgy like that cheese. Things that are beige and crunchy like those crisps. Things that are beige just don't go in this body anymore. You're going to now recognise every time anything beige used to go into this body, now it's going to be something vibrant and colourful. And yeah, you can keep all the black for the inside of the house and for all your clothes, but what goes into this body is vibrant and colourful and healthy and nutritious and delicious. There's a whole wealth of foods for you to experiment with. We're going to take 7 days for you to experiment with looking after yourself, taking good care of you, and experimenting with all the flavours of the wonderful, healthy, vibrant, delicious foods. And you will never be hungry, though the unconscious mind knows what to go for to excite you, knows what to go for with the fresh, clear, pure water, knows exactly how to take good care of you. We're going to take 1 minute of clock time for you to experiment with the next 7 days. This is easy, you do it every night when you sleep. 1 minute of clock time for you to go through the next 7 days, taking good care of you and experimenting with things being different to before. It's like you've been at a fork in the road and you've been on this left-hand path in how society has programmed you to believe what would make you feel happier. And now you're on the right-hand path. As you go along the right-hand path, you don't yet know how good you can feel. The right-hand path, you are free of all substances that experts have programmed you to believe and programmed your body to want to keep eating because it makes them money. You're going down the right-hand path. And yes, you can eat the blooming watermelon. Going down the right-hand path because you're worth it. You're going down the right-hand path and everything is new. It's like your taste buds are excited and your taste buds can actually smell and taste all the stuff that is really good for this body. It's going to be wonderful. As you experiment with each of these new behaviours during this 1 minute of clock time, as you do something else rather than reaching out for something beige to put inside this body, now your tongue is your gatekeeper. Every single time anything beige comes towards, beige or squidgy or beige or crispy, the tongue is going to go bleh, just like a toddler, bleh. Just like roast chicken flavoured crisp, bleh. Just like Quavers, bleh. You know, at a deep level of being, what's good for this body. 1 minute of clock time to go through the next 7 days. Each time you do one of the new behaviours, this finger will lift to begin now. See what you see, hear what you hear, touch what you touch, feel what you feel, smell what you smell. Using those new behaviours in place of the old. Do so, that yes finger will lift. Now that 1 minute o'clock time has come to an end. Coming back to full conscious awareness in just one moment, though, just before we do so, we ask that deep unconscious mind, your higher self. Now, did you experiment for the next 7 days with those new behaviours? Thank you. And did you find life to be so much better for Nikki on this right-hand path? Thank you. So do you choose to do them in Nikki's life from this moment on? Thank you. Good. And nobody, not anybody, nobody puts anything into this body without Nikki's permission. Is that true? Good. And so do you agree that anything that is beige and squidgy like cheese and anything that is beige and crispy like crisps no longer has a place in this mouth, on that tongue? Will the tongue go bleh and just push it out and smell stinky? Thank you. Good. All the parts of the mind coming back together into a glorious whole. And by the way, do you agree to take good care of this body from now on? Thank you. Good. Coming back to full conscious awareness. On my count, feeling good, feeling better than before. As you hear me stopping the blinky blonky music, you come back to full conscious awareness. On my count, feeling good, feeling better than before. Yes, feeling good, feeling better than before, with love and light and laughter and ease. Everything is easier than before. Everything is right, even those things that aren't quite. On my count then, one, coming up like a beautiful bubble to the surface of the sea. Two, feeling balanced and perfect, perfect and balanced, balanced in every way. Three, coming up further now, calmly confident, completely relaxed. Four, these good feelings stay with you for the next 7 days. Life is good. On five, open your eyes and stretch and smile and welcome back. Yeah, baby. How'd you feel?
That was great.
In it though.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I feel like I could just go to sleep.
Or you will tonight.
I actually feel like I could just lie down and just sleep for hours.
You will tonight. Everything will get better in that regard too. I was really ready for this, weren't you? So many people struggle for so long, and you can use the power of your own mind. You feel good.
I feel like
I could just
get asleep.
It just takes a little while to come back to full conscious awareness. Though when you do, you come back with that kind of chilled out attitude.
Yeah.
The kind of all that stuff that you used to call ADHD and stuff, I find that's going to get better as well.
I feel like I can taste chicken crisps in my mouth, though. It's making
me if you'd like a bit of water, maybe. Yeah, your mind's really powerful. It can conjure things that aren't even present. In fact, that's the way phobias work, you know? People imagine things that aren't even present and get themselves into a state. And oh, look what's on the floor here. Well. Look what's on the floor. The beige. Oh, it's all sweaty now. Look at that cheese.
That's disgusting.
It's sweaty. Well, let's get some nice, fresh, beige cheese and crisps. On a scale of 0 to 10, where's your level of desire for these substances?
I don't want them.
Sure? What number?
Probably a 3.
Do you think you might be back in control?
I think so. I just keep thinking about chicken crisps and quavers.
Yeah, because that's helping you. No, truly.
And how that was felt when it was in my fingers, it was going all sweaty.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, that's the bit, it was amazing how, I mean, really have a good feel. Yeah. These things.
You can see it as well.
Imagine how they make it. What goes into it? Fat. Fat out there becomes fat in here. All around your internal organs and stuff, and you are now free. You've got 7 days to experiment with life being different.
Yeah.
You are now free. You responded really, really well.
Did I?
And you can start taking better care of yourself.
Yeah.
Practicing on all those others. Mm. Now it's time for you. You only get one body.
Yeah.
But you already knew how much you wanted to help yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why you're here. And then,
yeah.
How does the inside of your mouth taste?
Gritty.
Mm.
Furry.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel great.
Mm.
Feels like, even though I have, it feels like I haven't brushed my teeth.
Yes. Because what you're sensing is the membranes.
Yeah.
What you're sensing is the stuff that's still kind of clinging onto the inside.
Mm.
But you're going to be naturally and easily addressing that.
Mm.
Water's a great thing, but do you want any Pepsi Max?
No, that was weird because I really enjoyed that and I don't normally enjoy water.
Isn't that interesting? Good enough.
Like, I normally can't drink water because I'm like, tap water has got like a taste to it, but I enjoyed that. That was quite nice. It was refreshing.
You can go to a supermarket. They've got, in Womburn, they've opened a new Lidl, but you've got the Sainsbury's and stuff.
Mm.
You can go and just allow your senses. What I'm so impressed at with you is your sense of smell and taste,
yeah,
to be so discerning, to now know that there's a whole world of food. We get food from all over the world, fresh food and different flavoured waters and all sorts. In one sense, you've kind of been denying yourself the excitement that you could experience by going to one of these places. But, you know, anything beige, it's not usually that good.
No.
Not many beige fruits, is there?
No. Funnily enough, one of my favourite fruits are dragon fruits.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Dragon fruit.
What does that taste like? I've never...
It's an aftertaste more than a taste when you actually bite into it.
Okay.
It's like a very mild kiwi.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Really nice. I've seen them. They look really exotic and
really
strange.
They're white inside and they've got little black pips.
Oh, what?
But they're really good.
Yeah.
They are really good.
Is that something you might be purchasing?
Probably. Apples are my favourite though. I love them. But they've got to be Pink Lady apples.
Oh. There's so much difference in texture, isn't there?
Pink
Why do people like Golden Delicious?
I don't
understand.
Evil. They're
Show
horrible.
Up. Mm.
They're on one that don't taste nice. Bananas I don't like. Grapes. Mm. I like them, but they've got to be black grapes and they've got to be crunchy.
Be big, fresh.
If they're soft, I won't eat them.
Seedless black grapes, the big one.
I like
Farmers
oranges.
Market ones.
Yeah. I like oranges.
Yeah.
Plums.
Mm. All black plums.
Love black plums.
Mm.
I like nectarines also.
Mm. Yeah. As long as they're ripe.
Yeah.
Get them right, don't
you? More watermelon's my favourite though.
Yeah.
I can eat watermelon until it comes out my
Would
hands.
You contemplate paying for watermelon now for
you? I would.
But sweets are cheaper.
Yeah, but they're no good for me. They're no good for me now.
And you're worth it, eh? You're worth it.
Yeah.
Going to have a very interesting week.
I am. Kevin ain't going to know what's going on.
No,
no. Like, what are you doing with a crisp? I was throwing them
away. Because you literally know what's good for you now.
Yeah.
You've been reconnected with your higher self, your higher consciousness that knows exactly what to put into this body to bring about balance.
Yeah.
Other people that can chuck things in their body and it just goes all the way through.
Yeah.
They're not as sensitive as you. You are sensitive and you are discerning.
Yeah.
And your body has got confused
mm-hmm.
with all the chemicals you've been putting into it. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Now you are connected with your higher consciousness. You can use the very receptors of the the nose and the tongue, etc., that you thought was kind of to your detriment, you can use them to actually activate more so now and to suss out what's good for the body.
It was weird because when you was doing that there, it was all tingly. I
saw it twitching.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. So what's going
it
on?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Like the side was like going mad.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
We talk to the nervous system. That's why it's good for addressing Tourette's and stuff. Mm. We talk directly to your nervous system, which is your unconscious mind, and you responded so well.
Good.
I think you're going to be really pleased.
I'm going to sleep tonight.
Yes.
Kevin's going to wake up and think I've like died in my sleep. Because
it's so interesting. I mean, some people, they wake up at exactly the same time every night, and it could be in their 60s, and it's still when they were feeding the baby.
Yeah.
The unconscious needs to get the message. Don't need to do that anymore.
They're not babies anymore.
No. Yeah. Take good care of yourself. No. As soon as you come out of the chair, everything starts to back to full conscious awareness. And certainly when the moist air, because it's raining, I think, hits your face, it's like, eyes open, wide awake. But it kind of, everybody's the same, we want to milk this for as long as we can. It's like, oh, it's such a good chair.
Yeah, I feel like I want to go home and just get in my recliner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Honestly, there is a place, we can address it next time as well, if you like. Mm. There is a place for you being full of energy and on the ball and whatever. And there's a time and a place for you to relax. And honestly, I sense that you didn't really relax as you should, you know, that you needed a bit more relaxation in your life.
Yeah.
And so you're going to find that you sleep more deeply and easily, you're going to find you relax more, you're going to be far more chilled, and you're going to actually enjoy your food more now that you are free of these unuseful addictions.
Yeah.
Just, what was that all about? You're going to kind of think about it and go, why beige squishy and beige crunchy? I don't know why. And it's all down to marketing and how we've been programmed to believe things. It's far more interesting things to put in your body.
There is. I might take a trip to Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, yes.
The fruit at Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, my goodness. Definitely. And they do, you go on about crisps, they do all sorts of different nuts with different coatings on and things. Mm. The way they can make nuts taste is amazing. Talk about snacks. There's a place for snacks. Don't stop eating your snacks. Just be more discerning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Be more discerning. And then they do things covered in yogurt as well. Oh, yeah. They do. Marks and Spencer's do the best authentic Greek yogurt. They actually call it authentic Greek yogurt. Don't get, because I think you've got to undo that within you as well, don't get the 0%.
Right.
Get the 10% or the 5%, because anything that takes away good fats, they add something else.
Right.
Chemically. So any diet food, nope. Diet food. No.
Okay.
So if you get the authentic Greek yogurt, get the 10% one or whatever, and you'll want to put it on your face, honestly. You go, oh my gosh, it's like thick cream. And then a little bit of the natural honey. Oh, it's just amazing. And then if you put some of your fruits, Marks and Spencer's fruits with it.
Honestly.
And then you compare that to eating this crap.
Like, genuinely, honestly, this is the way it's always been, but it's always been down to, like, money. Like, I always think it's always so much more expensive. If someone put a bowl of fruit, like a fruit salad, chopped up fruit and stuff, and a bag of crisps, I'd much prefer to have the fruit.
Okay.
But it's always been a money thing.
Okay.
With it, it's just been so much more expensive.
Also, you didn't mention it, but I kind of sussed that your formative years, you weren't the most affluent of families.
And so that's kind of stayed with you.
Yeah.
And when you think about cost in terms of health and all of that, but honestly, you'll start to look at life differently. That as much as you think fruit costs and this stuff costs, you're probably spending more on, in the past, on crappy things than on good stuff.
Yeah.
So this is where you realise this gets programmed and you are worth it, even if it costs more to have a bit of fruit.
Yeah.
Because what cost to your body? Your body needs you.
Yeah.
So, and the great thing is that this healthy stuff really tastes nice.
It does.
Forget the diet it stuff. Just eat the healthy
it
stuff.
It does. Yeah. It tastes good.
It's mad, isn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does taste good.
Well done. Hey. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10, you couldn't even stop yourself by having these.
I'm like a 2 now.
2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still 2?
Still no, 2? I don't want it.
Still 2? Is it still 2?
No, because I can smell chicken crisps.
Yeah. No. So is it still 2?
No, it's like a 0.
There you go, 0. Lock it in at a 0. Lock it in at a 0. Your senses guide you. You have a guidance system within you now. You know. All that past programming, even the 2 was a remnant of, I used to like them, but now you see the truth. You are at a 0. 0. No desire left for beige stuff.
Yeah.
Beige processed stuff. You knew it logically, but your nervous system hadn't really got the message because you said all the right things, but I could see the way your body was responding to these things. Now, I'm happy with how your body is responding to these things.
I can just chicken it so she can be one of these.
And what will stop you feeling sick is copious amounts of fresh, clear, pure water.
Yeah, I feel like I want to drink more water.
Yes, you will. You will. Let yourself be guided by what you fancy.
Yeah, I feel like I want to drink more water.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like flavoured water. Yeah. Or I don't even want to drink anything fizzy, I want still.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be cleansing out the inside of you. Those 22 feet of intestines. Good, isn't it? Yeah, glad you came.
Yeah, I am actually. Believe me, if it stops me from having this operation, then yeah.
Oh, why would we chop bits out of ourselves? And honestly, or take it in
again. Gosh,
I wished it was on prescription. That yeah, you can have the tablets, you can have the injections, you can have the operations. As long as you have hypnotherapy first. If you still want it afterwards,
I haven't tried jabs or nothing like that, but I've tried every diet going. I've tried the tablets. They worked, but they made me so poorly. And then I thought, you know what? Let's try this.
I'm so glad
that you chose us.
So glad.
And then it was the first one that come up, and then I look. You have to look at reviews and stuff.
Yes, of course you do. Yeah.
And it was 5 stars. I thought, I'm not even reading it.
Thank you.
I thought she's got 5 stars. I looked on the website. I thought, like, people aren't just going to say she was good just for the sake of it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Even if I hypnotised them to say I was good, shows that the hypnotism works.
Well, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
This is exactly. But it honestly, we teach it. We're doing a course again on the 5th of June. Mm. We teach people because basically this is mind over matter.
Yeah.
And society has programmed us so it can get money out of us.
Yeah.
That's simple as. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I feel great.
Everybody can feel like this. Yeah. Would you like to take these with you?
No. Look, I could just lie down in
this
sleep, genuinely.
Wakey, wakey!
Oh, God.
And your body thanks you, particularly your knee and your sciatica thing. Do you have any sort of massage equipment for your back, your sciatica? I know you have your tens machine.
My tens machine, no, I don't.
Oh, well, you can have... come into here and you'll see.
can get this sort of thing off Amazon,
yeah.
Strap it to a chair, just sit on it and press the button. This is a whole body massager. Yeah, there's things that you can do. See, what I'm sensing is you're not moving enough for all the blood and stuff to move around your system. So when you get a pain, you've got kind of keeping still and putting your TENS machine on,
yeah.
Which is better than nothing. But when your body braces against pain,
yeah.
You're not moving to let the blood flow through. And any massage person will tell you it's stagnant blood that causes it, and then you tense up and everything gets worse.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Any sort of massage thing, you know, you can get the massage guns as well, but this body needs to move.
My eldest has got a massage gun, he has it for his legs.
Right.
So is it worth trying?
Anything's worth trying, but let yourself be your guidance system.
Yeah.
Right?
So great.
Hold on to the rails, you're going
to... I'm going to have to anyway, I have to with my leg. What do I do about booking my next appointment?
Just send me a text.
Okay,
I want it to be like 7 days if possible.
So next Monday, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can put you in for next time, next Monday, same time, same
place.
Perfect.
Okay.
Have a glorious week.
I'm going to Marks and Spencer's.
Yes, lovely. I love Marks and Spencer's. The food hall.
I'm going to Marks and Spencer's, I'm not going to the cheese aisle.
No. We'll go there and say, if I want you, I will have you.
Yeah. The Marmite cheese is my biggest.
Okay. Yeah, well,
it'll be
a week of experimentation.
Oh, it will. I can't wait. I'll put you in for diary. Next Monday.
Yeah.
Same time.
12 o'clock, yeah.
Same place.
Yeah.
Lovely. I do.
Take a deep breath in when you get out into the fresh air and you realise everything's fine. Just nice and relaxed.
I'll see you next week.
Have a brilliant week. I know you will. Bye.
Bye.